The king yields to political pressure instead of doing what's right, and God is not pleased. King Saul is ousted in this week's special Haftarah for Shabbat Zechor from 1 Samuel 15, following the tradition of Sephardim. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Samuel said to Saul, "I am the one Adonai sent to anoint you king of God's people Israel. Therefore, listen to Adonai's command. Thus said Adonai Tzevaot, I am exacting the penalty for what Amalek did to Israel, for the assault it made upon them on the road on their way up from Egypt. Now go, attack Amalek and proscribe all that belongs to him. Spare no one, but kill alike men and women, infants and sucklings, oxen and sheep, camels and asses." Saul mustered the troops and enrolled them at Telaim. 200,000 men on foot and 10,000 men of Judah. Then Saul advanced as far as the city of Amalek and lay in wait in the wadi. Saul said to the Kenites, "Come, withdraw at once from among the Amalekites, that I may not destroy you along with them. For you showed kindness to all the Israelites when they left Egypt." So the Kenites withdrew from among the Amalekites. Saul destroyed Amalek from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is close to Egypt, and he captured King Agag of Amalek alive. He proscribed all the people, putting them to the sword, but Saul and the troops spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the second-born, the lambs, and all else that was of value. They would not proscribe them. They proscribed only what was cheap and worthless. The word of Adonai then came to Samuel. "I regret that I made Saul king, for he has turned away from me and has not carried out my commands." Samuel was distressed, and he entreated Adonai all night long. Early in the morning, Samuel went to meet Saul. Samuel was told, "Saul went to Carmel, where he erected a monument for himself, and he left and went on down to Gilgal." When Samuel came to Saul, Saul said to him, "Blessed are you of Adonai. I have fulfilled Adonai's command." "Then what?" demanded Samuel. "Is this bleating of sheep in my ears and the lowing of oxen that I hear?" Saul answered, "They were brought from the Amalekites, for the troops spared the choicest of the sheep and oxen for sacrificing to Adonai your God, and we proscribed the rest." Samuel said to Saul, "Stop! Let me tell you what Adonai said to me last night." "Speak," he replied. And Samuel said, "You may look small to yourself, but you are the head of the tribes of Israel. Adonai anointed you king over Israel, and Adonai sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and proscribe the sinful Amalekites, make war on them until you have exterminated them.' Why did you disobey Adonai and swoop down on the spoil in defiance of Adonai's will?" Saul said to Samuel, "But I did obey Adonai. I performed the mission on which Adonai sent me. I captured King Agag of Amalek, and I proscribed Amalek. And the troops took from the spoil some sheep and oxen, the best of what had been proscribed, to sacrifice to Adonai, your God, at Gilgal." But Samuel said, "Does Adonai delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obedience to Adonai's command? Surely obedience is better than sacrifice, compliance than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, defiance like the iniquity of teraphim. Because you rejected Adonai's command, God has rejected you as king." Saul said to Samuel, I did wrong to transgress Adonai's command and your instructions, but I was afraid of the troops, and I yielded to them. Please forgive my offense and come back with me, and I will bow low to Adonai." Saul said to Samuel, "I did wrong to transgress Adonai's commands and your instructions, but I was afraid of the troops, and I yielded to them. Please forgive my offense and come back with me, and I will bow low to Adonai." But Samuel said to Saul, "I will not go back with you, for you have rejected Adonai's command, and Adonai has rejected you as king over Israel." As Samuel turned to leave, Saul seized the corner of his robe, and it tore. And Samuel said to him, "Adonai has this day torn the kingship over Israel away from you and has given it to another who is worthier than you. Moreover, the glory of Israel does not deceive or change its mind, for God is not human that God should change God's mind." But Saul pleaded, "I did wrong. Please honor me in the presence of the elders of my people and in the presence of Israel, and come back with me until I have bowed low to Adonai your God." So Samuel followed Saul back, and Saul bowed low to Adonai. Samuel said, "Bring forward to me King Agag of Amalek." Agag approached him with faltering steps. And Agag said, "Ah, bitter death is at hand." Samuel said, "As your sword has bereaved women, so shall your mother be bereaved among women." And Samuel cut Agag down before Adonai at Gilgal.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.